Hello, Bayside Plastic Surgery, Terry speaking. Yeah, sure, Vicky. I can help you with that. What was it you were Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, I can certainly help you with that. So, I mean, the way we probably operate is probably very similar to what you've experienced in New Zealand, where we'd make an initial consultation for you to come and see the surgeon and basically discuss what it is about your face that you're worried about, and obviously it's your lower face, and then sort of work through a surgical plan to overcome those things. We do a lot of neck lifts and platysmaplasties, you know, lifting up that the muscle and the skin, and it certainly takes the jowls with it, because it's sort of a good opportunity to do that. So the your suture lines are really, they're sort of not at the top of your head, they're more just around your ear. So from the top of the ear along the front and around the back and then sort of into your hairline. And it's sort of a procedure in hospital overnight and go home the next day, and you're all wrapped up for a week, and you come back to us a week later and have your dressings off, and then they're sort of just... That healing process has to take place, which takes a few weeks, of course. But usually by, 4 weeks or so, you can be out and about normally. Whereabouts do you live in Melbourne, Vicky? Oh, you're right in town. Okay, really, really central. Yeah, we are. So I think that'd be our closest rooms. David consults out of 3 different rooms. So we've got our Bayside one here at Brighton. He's also over at Clayton, and down on the peninsula as well. But that'd be too far for you to go. So I think Brighton would be the best place to come, Vicky. And, you just come along for a consult and we'll give you all the information, lots of brochures and a quote, a detailed quote as well. And then we just sort of leave you to decide whether you want to go ahead or not. All right. So when did you want to make me to make an appointment for you, or do you want to think about it? Oh, did you? Oh, it's the same side of the road, though, isn't it, as New Zealand? Oh, or maybe because you ride in the city and we've got those stupid hook turns, which are just terrible. We all get nervous about that because it's only in the city, nowhere else. But actually, the good thing about where we're located is we are like 2 minutes walk from Brighton Station. So middle Brighton Station. So if you got on the train at Flinders Street and got on the Sandringham line, you just get off at Middle Brighton Station, and just which is in Church Street, which is a really lovely, dangerous shopping strip. And you just sort of walk up the hill, and we're just up there in a little daggy Victorian house. Middle Brighton Station, is our closest on the Sandringham line, platform 13. It's usually a plan. Yeah, that's all right. No, that's all right. Yeah, it's usually platform 13, really, because I'm on that line. So I'm always, if I come into the city or go to the football or something, I'm always coming in on that line. And it's so easy. Yeah, it's really easy. So easy, Vicky. And you get off at the Middle Brighton Station, which is right in the middle of Church Street, which is a really lovely shopping strip. Yeah. Yes, I know, it's just dangerous working here. You go out for lunch and you've spent your pay. Yes. Middle Brighton station. And then you come out, when you walk out, you're in Church Street. And coming from the city, you'd walk out and you turn left into Church Street, and it's literally a 2 minute walk up the hill, just over Mail Street. Yeah, we're 159 Church Street, so it's very convenient. Now finding an appointment for you. So we consult here Mondays and Thursdays only, every Monday and some Thursdays. So, did you have a on the 28th? So, I mean, Monday's chock a block anyway. The Thursdays are normally good. So yes, we could see you on the Thursday. I could do 10:30 a.m. Would that be a good time? All right. Okay, let me take some. Oh, it's not too bad. It's $200. Now, with New Zealand, you have reciprocal Medicare rights, don't you? Is that right? With yeah, also the Medicare cards. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're it's a reciprocal thing with New Zealand. So basically, if you can, I know it's facelift, but and we've got these funny rules here in Australia, which might be different to New Zealand, or it might be the same. So I think it's all sort of stemmed out of people who call themselves cosmetic surgeons who are not plastic surgeons, who are not even surgeons doing surgery. So there's sort of a new ruling from APRA that anyone having even a cosmetic sort of procedure or surgery, cosmetic and there's no item, Medicare item numbers, we need a referral from a GP before we can proceed with any surgery. But the good thing about having a referral for a consultation is you're entitled to a Medicare rebate of $86.15 out of the 200 that you pay for the consultation. So you probably haven't even found a GP yet if you've only just arrived. Or you've Yeah, before yes, you would. But look, you don't absolutely need, you don't, legally, you don't need the referral to come to the appointment. It just means I can't do a claim to Medicare. That's the only issue. But you do need a referral if the referral if you were going to proceed with surgery. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's a consultation. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can give you a sort of a ballpark. I think you're probably looking around it. Well, it depends. It's all based on time, okay? So if you were having sort of a lower face, I mean, maybe it would be around, I don't know, somewhere 12 to 15,000, I would think. I'm talking sort of with maybe about 15 with everything. So that's hospital, and everything has GST on it. It's hospital anaesthetist and surgeon. But it'll work out. We can work it out after he sees you, and he'll know what the scope of the surgery is, and I can get that to you within sort of 48 hours. The hospital's pretty good getting back to me, and then we just leave you to think about it. Okay. Now, I do. So I know you're very Vicky. What's your surname, Vicky? Bush and in I've got this brand new computer system I'm getting used to. I love it because it's all sort of it's very good, but it's very different to my old one. So different, I keep pressing the wrong button sometimes. I know, but no, this will be a great change. It's really good for all of us. Now, your date of birth, Vicky. Yes. Yes. 1960. Wonderful. Okay, we're going to see you here. Now, I think I'm just going to put your mobile number in, otherwise this won't. Oh, actually, the number you've called me on, that's not a mobile though, is it? That's a different number. Yeah, maybe. Oh, okay. All right, I'm just going to pop in a couple of numbers here just so this saved. So I want to put 6421. So I'll just put this in 3 3 6 8 3 3. I'll just save it in here, but I'll invalid number. Yes, good. So all right, it's okay. Now I can go in here, Vicky, and put everything else in. All right, so yeah, email would be wonderful. Yeah, and I'll just do it through that. Yes. 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 Lovely. So VickyJB60 at gmail.com. Lovely. I'm going to tick do not SMS here because that number, nothing will go to it. Normally, all our reminders for appointments go by SMS. So once you get, a proper number, then we can go from then. I'll just pop that in, but in the meantime, I'll just send you an email reminder. And your address in the city, you said you're Queen Street, did you? Is it Queen? Oh, sorry, Spring Street. Oh, so you're right up near the Parliament buildings and. Oh, perfect. Yeah, it'll be so easy. You're right on the loop. What number Spring Street are you in a lovely apartment? Yes. Okay, in Melbourne. Isn't this funny? When I put Melbourne, it comes up Melbourne University or Melbourne, which is not, but it's 3,000, isn't it? Melbourne 3,000. And sorry, apartment 902. Will that be your permanent address or is this a. Lovely. All right. So 902 17 Spring Street, Melbourne 3000. Okay, I think that's all I need. And if you bring your Medicare details with you, Vicky, on the day. In fact, have you got it there with you? I could just try it and see if it how it verifies. Yeah, I might pop it in. Yes. 3620 854 241. And are you reference 1 or 2 on the card, number 1? Is there a number next to your name? So where your name is, a 2, yeah. It's number 1. So your number 2. Oh, well, my husband isn't even on my card. He's so he's number 1 on his card, and I'm number 1 on my card. I I know it now. Oh, hang on, I have to save this now. I'm going to verify it. And let's see. Yeah, that's good. Yep, so that'll checks out really nicely. Yeah, that's why I like this program. Lovely. All right. So I think we've got everything. I've got everything I need. Have you had a look on Mr. Ross's website? I know he's been playing around with it, so it's in a state of flux at the moment, but there should be a lot of photos on it, Vicky. I think before and afters that you can look at. It'll be under, I think, Bayside Plastic Surgery. Yeah, we're sort of changing the website. It's a bit messy, but there's a lot of information on there that you could look at. It's just not very pretty at the moment, the website, but just ignore that and look at the information. And he'll have a lot more photos to show you. All right. All right. My name's Terry. Terry, yeah, TRRI. Okay, so I'll meet you when you come in. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's just a week. Yeah. At Brighton, yeah, at 10:30. Wonderful. Okay. We'll look forward to meeting you then. All right. Take care. Bye. Bye.